Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah, for you as always wonderfully introducing Home-Based Business 101, and we want to thank you for introducing the show and bringing us up this morning. And, hey, we want to thank the 28,411 listeners. This truly is listener-supported radio, and you out there in the listening audience have been faithfully supporting us, and we just want to thank you. Thank you so much for all of your wonderful love and support. Well, today's topic on show is here on the gospel of working from home is a whole concept put forward by one of my business colleagues, Mr. Nick Pagano, who I will be bringing up in a little bit from a telethon that he was on a week ago. And he has a book out called The Morality of Money. And, I mean, it is a powerful, powerful book. And, you know, he shares resources and information from in his book in terms of from biblical principles that people can use to understand money and how money works. And we're so happy to have him a part of the ZAMZOO family. And, you know, let me give you some of the premises of his book, what he puts out, Mr. Nick Pagano. Nick Pagano makes the following statements, and you can also go to his webpage. That's Nick Pagano, and that's NICKPAGANO.net. NickPagano.net. I'm going to post that also in the chat room, his webpage, so that those that want that information can get it. And, you know, Nick is, again, he makes the following statements. And he says, something is a mess in the body of Christ. Christians who joyfully speak of God who provides all of their needs cannot pay their bills from month to month. Churches spend millions of dollars on their infrastructures while evangelism, missions, and outreach ministries go begging. Has our lack of knowledge about money matters jeopardized our mission to take the gospel to the world? Many Christians and churches suffer today from ignorance of or faulty teaching on the subject of money. The morality of money draws our perspective on finances back to the principles taught in God's world. The Lord thought this subject to be so important that the greater percentage of his parables are taught about it. We need the revelation of God today more than ever regarding financial and manners. Financial management is a spiritual issue. If the saints can't finance the mission of the church, who will do it? And you can go to Nick, it's in the chat room, Nick Pagano, that's NICKPAGANO.net, and if you hit /resources, it'll take you to a page where you can get a copy of Nick's book. His book is called The Morality of Money. The Morality of Money. You know, do we really understand money? I mean, and that's why we, you know, so excited about, you know, in this home-based business piece of what we do. And what I'm going to do next is I'm ready to bring up a presentation that Nick Pagano shared a week ago with us in our company on our wonderful telethon. So, hey, sit back, take notes, and again, this is another reason why, hey, ZAMZOO is moving out there, and as my grandson says so eloquently, if you're not ZAMZOOing, I don't know what you're doing. And let's hear that from Isaiah real quick, and then I'm going to bring up Nick.
If you're not ZAMZOOing, I do not know what you're doing, because by ZAMZOOing, you get to save and make money, and that's my message to you.
Thank you for that message, Isaiah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, you know, Nick Pagano has a book out called The Morality of Money. If you're in the chat room, you can go to that link and check out that book. But with no further ado, I'm going to bring up Nick's presentation that was on the telethon a week ago.
Dude,
my mentor. As a matter of fact, he was my mentor for 12 years before I got involved in the business. And he was the guy that put a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad in my hand. And I remember that book literally changed my life. And I remember when I met Nick, he invited me up to this place called the Skyline Club. And we went up there, and I went up there, and I literally said to myself, wow, it's nice up here. And we were just overlooking the city of Southfield, and he said, whatever you want, just feel free to give. Now, remember, I grew up in a small place called Saginaw, Michigan. It wasn't the project. It was born in the project. And don't ever tell the kid that whatever you want to eat, just go ahead and get it. I think I picked out that day. But he shared some things with me about money that literally transformed my life. And so we're going to bring him on in a few minutes, and he's going to explain to you the importance of, I don't know, but he's going to explain to you the importance of getting started and how this business literally could be for the busy person. It could be for the person who owns several businesses. It could be for the person who owns several businesses, an author. And what I like about what Nick was able to do is you heard what Coach said. We call him the Dr. Blue Man. And that blue represented once you had six blue men that would show up in your virtual back office, there would be a $1,000 bonus. And you know what? For a year and a half, I think he missed it one time. But he's going to share with you some things. Grab your ink pen, grab your pencil, grab your notebook, your binder. If you want to record it, this is going to be recorded. What I want you guys to do, I want you to get ready for Dr. Blue Man, successful author, financial guru, and literally someone who
This conference is being recorded.
Nick Pagano, are you on the line?
I'm here, Vaughn. How are you?
Hey, man, I am doing awesome. Well, listen, it is 8:59, and now it's 9 o'clock, and I just want to say thank you for everything that you've ever done for me and my family. You were the first guy to put that book in my hand, and what I want to do is say thank you very much. Nick, it's your time.
Well, thanks, Vaughn. And I want to congratulate everybody from coast to coast for getting up this early. I will say that I question my intelligence and my insanity because the very first thing I did today, Vaughn, was I got up and I snowblowed the driveway. And as I'm out there blowing the snow off the driveway, I'm asking myself the question, why do I live here in Michigan where we got a foot of snow last night? But you guys can laugh at me if you want. My wife told me we're living here because we're trying to be good parents. So let me share a little bit of my story because I think a lot of it will resonate with you or maybe some of your prospects. I would call myself a very, very, very reluctant network marketer. I had no intention of getting in the network marketing business. As a matter of fact, I was probably averse to getting in the network marketing business, maybe because I didn't understand it, maybe because in my mind I was too good for it, because at the time Vaughn and I originally met, I was executive VP at one of the national banks, and I was thought I had a nice, safe, secure career, and I'd been there for years. And then September 11th happened, and they literally closed down my department. So my boss, who was president of the bank, came to me and laid me off, and you know, the three vice presidents that worked for me and a staff of 70 or 75 people at the time. And the very, very, very last thing I ever thought about doing was to get involved in the network marketing industry, the very last thing. And I started a company in 2001, which is still going. I started to do some deals and start to do investment banking. And the one thing in my personal portfolio that I was missing was a way to create some residual income. And fortunately, Vaughn came to me in 2004, explained this program to me, and what I saw in it were two very interesting facets. that I was unaware of even existed at that point. One was this residual income, and the second was the ability to create leverage. And in my mind, those are the two of the key components for the business world. You've got to find a way to create some passive and residual income, money that comes in week after week, month after month, year after year, once you've created a system that generates that money. And the second component is you got to create leverage. You got to find a way to make money with you helping other people as opposed to you doing all the work. And I finally got it. And in 2006, I decided to go to work and start building this thing. And in every year since then, and keep in mind I do this part-time, every year since then, I have never made less than $100,000. So if you're out there this morning and you're looking for a way to create an extra $10,000 a year in income, an extra $50,000 a year in income for your family, if you're looking for a way to make $100,000 a year extra, I would challenge you to look very seriously at what we're doing, because there's a couple things that are happening in the business world and that are that we are in the front of. And let me give you one of those. Well, let me give you a thought process that I had to get over in my own mind first. I'm a baby boomer, and one of the challenges that we as baby boomers have that are business people is we've been taught that the only way to make money is to make something. The only way to make money is to carry inventory, or the only way to make money is to do personal services. Those are the three key ways to make money. Well, look around you today in 2011, look at some of the biggest companies and notice what they do. Take a look at Google. Take a look at Amazon. Take a look at Yahoo. Ask yourself the question, what do they make? Obviously, the answer is nothing. What do they carry in inventory? Again, the answer is nothing. And us baby boomers have a real mental challenge, if you will, because that doesn't compute in our thought processes of how the business world should work. And that was a mental hurdle that I had to get over. And as I got involved in this, and as I look at the future, let me share with you some of the facts about this business. We are positioned in what's called the affiliate marketing industry. And if you're not familiar with that term, it doesn't mean network marketing. Affiliate marketing is the money that is paid from an e-commerce vendor to somebody that sends the e-commerce vendor some business. And the biggest component of the affiliate marketing industry are what's called shopping portals. And a shopping portal is someone like Google Shopping who sends you from their website to Nordstrom's. It sends you from their website to HomeDepot.com. It sends you from their website to Macy's or Walmart. And unbeknownst to you, perhaps, every time you do that, there's a financial transaction that takes place, and there's a financial commission that goes from the e-commerce vendor, whether that be Macy's or Nordstrom's or Walmart, that goes to that shopping portal company. Every transaction generates a commission. Well, last year, the estimate of that money was $46 billion. The monies that were paid from the e-commerce vendors to the affiliate marketing companies, the affiliate marketing companies being Google or Amazon or whoever they are, $46 billion. And the estimate for this year is that that number is going to be very close, if not top, $70 billion. And there's an industry that most of us don't even know exists. It's growing at, I've seen some statistics say 30% a year. I've seen a statistic as high as 60. So that industry is growing, and it flies in the face of us baby boomers and what we think business is, and that's a challenge, because we've been taught make something, manufacture something. Well, there's nothing that we need to manufacture anymore. We've been taught you got to carry inventory. Well, there's no reason to carry inventory in this model. And there's no personal service that's involved other than explaining how the business model works and creating a network to take advantage of that. So, I look at history, and I look at where we're positioned, and I look at history, and I recognize that history, time keeps changing, because if we would go back in time a few years, one of the biggest employers in New York City was AT&T in 1930. They had 31,000 telegraph messenger boys in the city of New York. Obviously, the telegraph business is gone, and people are communicating a different way. When I grew up as a kid, there were a lot of people, mostly women, that were employed as telephone operators. There are no telephone operators anymore because the world keeps changing and technology keeps changing. And I want, you know, that we are so very well positioned to take advantage of some market trends that are happening, that our job is to get out there and explain where we fit, because we are truly going to be a hybrid, and we've got an incredible business model that can help everybody that you know. And I want to sort of end with this story that that had a giant impact on me. I was chatting with, we're doing a deal with a big real estate company up here in Michigan. And I was talking to the president of the company about how life has changed and what 2011 was going to hold for him and his company, blah, blah, blah. And he shared with me the story of a friend of his who was 62, who at one point was the president of a very big Detroit-based company in the auto business, who now is bankrupt. The company declared bankruptcy in order to survive. And here's a 62-year-old guy who was president of the company, who is now driving cars for Metro Cars and driving and picking people up at the airport. And I thought to myself, isn't that sad? How could someone go from big time, big income to that? And the answer, I think, is that he invested all his time, all his energy on his plan A and didn't create an opportunity for a plan B for him to help himself and his family just in case something didn't go according to plan. And we're sitting here on top of a giant gold mine where we have the opportunity to share with our next-door neighbor and our parents and our family and our friends and our people in our church and the people in our country clubs about an opportunity to make an extra $1,000 a month or an extra $1,000 a week or an extra $10,000 a month, or to become full-time and literally make $1 million a year. Where else in America can you get the opportunity to do that for $50 a month? Now, it is a sweat equity deal because you're going to have to work. It is called network marketing. It's not called net play. It's not called hope and dream. The fact is, if you want to find a way to save you and your family a little bit of money, we have a way to help you. If you want to find a way to create your plan B, we can help you. If you want to find a way to get out of the job you're in and create an income stream that can surpass that job that you don't particularly like, we can help you. If you want to create wealth for you and your family and your kids and your grandkids, we can help you. But we need to get out there and share the message with literally everybody you know, because some people it's going to resonate with because it's that time in their life. Some people, for whatever reason, it won't. But I see my time's coming up on, so do you do we want to answer some questions for people, or do we want to...
Well, you know what, Nick, I have a question for you.
Fire away.
If there's somebody out there and they're saying to themselves, Nick, you know what, I hear what you're saying. That sounds good and dandy, but Nick, I have all the money I need. What would you say to that particular person who's already seen that they've arrived financially?
I'd like to meet them, because I don't know anybody personally. I don't know anybody that has all the money they need. You know, I know Donald Trump has a financial gap in his life because he's worth $16 or $18 billion, and his goal is to be Bill Gates, so he has a $30 billion gap. So I've not met that person that literally has enough money. You know, one of the partners I have in my investment banking practice, he takes 10% of his money and he invests. And right now we are investing in 6 orphanages around the world. So if it's not about you making the extra money to make your mortgage payment or put your kids through college or pay for your groceries or whatever that personal goal is, then there's clearly ways, if you've got the ability to create that much wealth, then there's clearly ways that you can go out and help hundreds, if not thousands, of other people. But I would challenge anybody that thinks they're doing okay financially, because maybe you were in 2008, but I don't know anybody that hasn't lost something, and it perhaps wasn't your job or your car or your house. But I don't know anybody that had any money invested in the market that didn't take a 20 to 30 to 50% drawdown on their net worth. So if there is people out there, Vaughn, I haven't met them.
Okay. Well, Nick, I do have one more question, because
I heard you
talk about people having basically two money types of money problems. The first type of money problem is a person who don't make enough. And then the other money problem is a person who makes enough that he has tax issues. Can you kind of explain that for the people out there?
Sure. There's an old financial cliche says it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. And the reality of the economic situation that we live in 2011 is that the single worst position that you can be in financially, the worst position you can be in financially, is to be only a W-2 employee. And the reason is because the government takes a majority of their taxes away from the W-2 employee. The reason is that you have chosen, or you haven't chosen maybe, to find a way to offset some of your income with taxable advantaged decisions. As a W-2 employee, there's probably 4, 5, maybe 6 different deductions that you can take, you know, the interest on your house, your kids, health care, et cetera. As a business owner, however, that number goes up by a magnitude of 10. You know, you can write off mileage to meetings. You can write off entertainment. You can write off trips, et cetera. And I would challenge anybody that is a W-2 employee, if they make the same kind of money as a business owner, to have the same end of the year financial benefit from that, because it's almost impossible. I'm not saying it's possible, but I've not seen that either, where an employee who makes X has the same tax advantages that a business owner does that makes the same amount of money.
Wow. Hey, Nick, that was awesome. So, hey, last thing, and you can kind of end us out with this. We have about 2.5 minutes, but I heard that this company literally can be life-changing for people, and there's something coming out called a Z-Kit. Now, we're not going to talk about it just yet, but I know at 5 o'clock, Scott Tomer is going to talk about a Z-Kit that will literally change your life if you do what Nick says and you put a little sweat equity in it. Nick, can this company really, because there's people out there that they're saying, Nick, that sounds good, that sounds fine, that sounds dandy, but I don't have your network. How can somebody like me make it happen?
That's a great question. Here's a statistic that I just read this week. 175,000 people a week are deciding to join network marketing opportunities. 175,000 people a week. And what that tells me is that people are hungry, and people are aggressively looking for a way to solve their personal financial problems. And we just happen to think we have the best one. 'Cause we don't have a particular product, and we don't have a particular market that we service. We are looking for entrepreneurial people, and the Z-Kit gives people an opportunity to, within our system, to literally find out something that they're passionate about, whether it be alkaline water, whether it be some of our nutritional products. And we've got a way for them to make that investment, which we'll be hearing about today from the CEO of the company at 5, to make a very minimal investment that could have long-term repercussions for people. And I want to thank you, Vaughn, because had you not been as politely persistent as you were, you would have cost my family literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, by the time we get done building this thing together.
Well, hey, look, I want to say it's a pleasure being in business with you. And, you know, you've always been my guy. You've been my mentor. You put that book in my hand, man. And so I just want to say thank you for all that you've done. And, hey, we got a great opportunity. So I just want to say again, thank you very much, Nick, for allowing people to come into your life and sharing with us. So listen, you guys, our next call is coming up.
All right. Hey, you was listening to Nick Pagano from Telethon that we did last week in our company. And Nick has a great book out called The Morality of Money. And if you're in the chat room, if you go to nickpagano.net/resources, you can see how you can order that book. Also, if you go to his, that'll take you to his webpage, and you can find out more about Nick. You know, again, Nick's position is that, you know, we suffer again because lack of knowing ways how to use money in its proper perspective. And he goes to his book Morality of Money and talks about parables from the Bible that help teach us the proper ways to use money, so that we don't always be out here suffering the way that we're currently suffering financially. And for those of you that tuned in late, you know, hey, this show will be archived in about 5 minutes, and you can go back and listen to it again. And also, hey, people, you can email me, please. Email me at Baba, B-A-B-A, Jahi, J-A-H-I, at movementsunlimited.com. Or go to our homepage and let us know what you think about this show. And again, as Nick said, hey, you know, we got something out there for everybody. And, you know, there's tremendous amount of money being made in affiliate marketing. You can learn more also by clicking and signing up on our free link at zamzufreeagent.com/movementsunlimited. And with that said, it's time for me to end today's show with our theme song, My Time. God bless you. That I can be more.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.